Praise God, everybody. This is your sister, Abialoba, the founder of Spirit Life Royal Ministries, located in Kingston, New York. Today, I bring you a word from the Lord. And the word is saying to you that be not discouraged. God will help you. And before I continue this message, let me say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. We bless you for this day. We appreciate you for this first day of the week, Monday. We appreciate you, God. Thank you, Father, for August 11, 2025. We thank you for your love for us and all that you have for us in your plan and in your will. And we thank you, Father, that you counted us worthy for Jesus Christ to come and die for us, that we may have eternal life and that we may reign with Jesus forever. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And then there's a song I want to sing today, and I pray that you be blessed as you listen to this song. And I want you to pay attention to the words. And if you know the song, sing along. Oh Lord, my God, all that I want is your touch. My faith is heightened on this mountain to drink of your love. Oh Lord, my God, all that I want is your touch. My faith is heightened on this mountain to drink of your love. Oh, Jesus, merciful one, Lord, hear my prayer. I have no one but you, Jesus, merciful one. This is my cry. I have no one but you, Jesus, merciful one. Lord, hear my prayer. I have no one but you, Jesus, merciful one. Here is my cry. I have no one but you. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I know you've been blessed. And so, like I said before, the title of this message is Be Not Discouraged. God will help you. My brother, my sister, under the sound of my voice, everyone listening to this message, I know you're going through one thing or the other. You're going through one thing or the other, but one thing I want you to know is that you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. This is a message of encouragement. Do not be dismayed. God will help you. Be strong. Be courageous. Trust in the Lord. Do not be discouraged. And just as David, the king in the Bible, just as he encouraged himself in the Lord, even as he faced a very difficult situation and the people were about to stone him, I'm encouraging you today that you should encourage yourself in the Lord. Do not be discouraged. Know that God is going to help you. He says, your help is from the Lord. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The sun shall not smite you by day, neither shall the moon by night. He is your keeper. He is your shade upon your right hand. He does not slumber. He does not sleep. So my brother, my sister, listen to this message all over the world. Understand that God loves you. He understands the financial situation that you're going through. He understands the family situation. He understands the health situation. He understands what you're going through. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He knows your heart cry. Just trust in Jesus. Just trust in Elohim. Trust in Yahweh. Trust in the God who never fails. Trust in the God that answers prayers. Do not be discouraged. Do not give up. Trust in the Lord. He is going to help you. He said in your word, in his word, that ask and you shall be given. So ask him whatever you want today. He shall give you your answer. Never give up. Never give up. Pray until you get your solution. Do not be discouraged. He loves you. He loves you. And by the time you get the answer to your prayer, understand that prayer, first of all, changes you before it changes your situation. And just like a man of God I used to minister in our church when I was in London studying, he said that you have not prayed until you become a victim of your own prayers. That means that prayer will first of all change you before it changes the situation around you. It changes you to be humble. It changes you to be patient. It changes you to be loving. It changes you to bear the fruit of the Spirit. So prayer is very powerful. Keep on praying. Keep on waiting on God. And while you are waiting, do not grumble, do not complain, but keep on thanking God. Keep on worshiping God. Know that he loves you. Know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He understands what you're going through, but he's passing you through a process so that by the time you will get your blessing, you will not mess it up. So that by the time you will get that visa to a foreign country you're looking for, you will be changed. You will be humble. You understand that that country that he's sending you to, he's sending you on a mission to do his will and to fulfill his purpose, so that you will not get there and start messing up. So the prayer you are praying that looks as if it's taking it some time before it's been answered, God is not just delaying you. He's not trying to delay you, but he's trying to change you first before he answers the prayer. So prayer will first of all change you before that answer comes. Understand that the prayer you pray will change you first before it changes your situation. That's why you need to stay in the place of prayer. That's why you need to keep on waiting on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And please understand that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So I hope you are blessed by this short message. Do not be discouraged. God will help you. And this is Abiola Oba, the founder of Spirit Life Royal Ministries, located in Kingston, New York. I hope you have been blessed by this message. And if you have been blessed, send me a message, send me your feedback, and I'll be praying for you. And also, if you want free website design training that you may be able to start your own business in website design, contact me. You can make some money on the side also. Contact me. My number is 912 602-689-4140. I'm located in Kingston, New York. If you're in the Kingston area, contact me and we can arrange a free lesson for you in website design. God bless you. I love you all. And until I bring you my next message, keep living in the love and the mercy and the grace of God. And God will never fail you. Do not be discouraged. God will help you. God bless you. I love you all. Abiola Ba signing out. God bless you. Bye.